The NBA playoffs roll on without the Phoenix Suns, who get swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Here to talk Suns and NBA with us. Who better to talk to than
nobody?
Hall of Famer, Sir Charles. Charles Barkley joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Charles, good morning. How are you?
Hey, number one, thanks for having me. Good morning. I know y'all spent all of yesterday. People called in and said Charles was right. Charles was right. Charles was right. I know that's what happened yesterday, right?
Oh, well, you have been right repeatedly about this basketball team. And first of all, before we get started, thank you for the shout out on TNT for taking care of the local boys. We appreciate that, Charles.
Always, my brother. I appreciate it. And listen, tell them fools who hate on me, I don't work for the Suns. I played for the Suns. I love the Suns. I live in Phoenix. But I told you, that little lightweight flimsy team wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, you were right on the money. I want to start here with who is to blame here. And I don't know if it's really all that important, but at one point in time, you said something right around the Final Four that really resonated with me. And that is, the leaders on this team are not leading. And even a couple days ago, KD came out and said, oh, that's on the coach. That's not on us. I'm paraphrasing there. What responsibility do the leaders of this team have for the wreckage that became of the Suns?
It's 100% on the players. 100%. Guys, on any team, the coach is really, really important. But at some point, the players have to take ownership, leadership of the team. Go back and let's look at the teams that are still in the playoffs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Joker, Jamal Murray, you know, Jason Tatum. At some point, the players, and listen, if y'all fire Frank Vogel, it'll be a disgrace and a travesty. You know, it kind of reminds me exactly what happened with the Lakers. You know, he was great enough coach to win a championship, and then they put that weak, awful lineup together, and they blamed him and Russell Westbrook, and they fired him and traded Westbrook. The Suns, they never solved the point guard situation. You know, it's so stupid how this thing is. We've been talking about almost a year, the Suns need a point guard. The Suns need a point guard. They never addressed it. And I think I said last time, what you got, not only they need a point, they needed one more big body. Mm-hmm. And they never addressed either. Now, they bought in O'Neal, but he's a shooter. But they always needed a big body to go along with it. So don't blame the coach. He's a hell of a coach, but it's the players and whoever put that team together, they're the reason the Suns lost.
Well, there's a lot of people that are looking at, all right, what do you do now if you're the Suns, Charles? I mean, they're kind of stuck with this roster unless they can shop one of the big three. I don't think Devin Booker's going anywhere, but people have looked at Kevin Durant. Is he still tradable? And, you know, we had the discussion on our show yesterday that I think the list of teams that felt the way the Suns did about Kevin Durant a year and a half ago, that list is very much shorter now. You know, saying, hey, it's Kevin Durant, you got to trade for him. Do you think there would be a trade market for Kevin Durant at this point in his career?
Well, that's an interesting question. They've got to do something because this team cannot run it back. This team definitely can't run it back. I think you put – everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. Now, I hope they don't trade Booker. He's one of my favorite sons. He's my favorite son, obviously, right now, but he's one of my favorite sons. But everything else is on the table. You never know what you might get for KD or Bill, but everything is on the table. You just never know. Yeah. That's the truth of the matter.
When you look at, and I agree with you about Book, we heard Stephen A. Smith say that he's hearing scuttlebutt around the league that Book privately wants to go to New York. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to ask out in Phoenix, but I suppose.
Well, hold on. First of all, Stephen A. think everybody wants to go to New York. you know, last year, the last few years, it's been Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
Last time when KD was a free agent, it was New York.
Uh-huh.
Giannis,
Stephen
LeBron.
A wants every, yeah, yeah, now, yeah. Stephen A. wants everybody to go to New York. Stephen A. is a friend of mine, and I, like, love Stephen A. But he wants everybody in New York. He's not going to die happy until the Knicks win a championship.
Right.
So he wants everybody to go to New York. So you can skip that.
Okay, so he's trying to talk that into existence is what he's trying to do. I gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
We feel better about that.
The series that just concluded, I mean, Suns fans were real happy that they drew Minnesota in the first round with the way the three regular season matchups went for the Suns. I thought Minnesota played pretty close to a perfect series. They never let up defensively. They never allowed a run or had a lapse. How do you size up Minnesota's chances against Denver to make some noise in that series, Charles?
Well, that's going to be a great series.
Yeah.
First of all, they have that guy. Anthony Edwards is that guy. And this goes back to what I'm talking about. Somebody on the Suns got to step up and say, boys, let's go. Anthony Edwards is stepping up and saying, boys, let's go. I don't know, like I said, you asked me about players and coaches. No, there's got to be a player who steps up and says, boys, let's go. And Anthony Edwards clearly saying, hey, I got you. And everybody else is falling in line. And, man, I tell you what, first of all, I think, man, that's a pick'em series.
Yeah.
Because the Nuggets injuries, you know, it's going to be a long, drawn-out series. The size of the Wolves is a problem. You know, I've been very critical of Carl Anthony Towns because, you know, he's just turned into a three-point jump shooter. For the first time, I see him actually posting up and going to the basket. And I said, yo, man, I don't mind. Same thing with Joel Embiid. He used to get mad at me and Shaq. We're like, every time you shoot a three, the defense like, thank you for shooting a three.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down in the post last year and he wins the MVP. I think the same thing about Carl Anthony Towns. He's the only player in the league who have a size advantage every single night because the biggest guy on the team is always going to be played by Rudy Gobert. But Carl Anthony Towns, he stands out there and shoot threes. Now, he's a good, solid three-point shooter. But if he posts up, they have to double him, which opens up shots for the other guys, but also it can get the team in foul trouble. So, man, the Nuggets going to have their hands full with the T-Wolves.
I'm curious what you think about this because there's now reports that KD wasn't happy with how he was used in this offense and Kevin Durant's reputation of not being happy, it precedes himself. It's part of his story. And the one thing that we've noticed here is there was not a lot of joy on this basketball team in Phoenix. They didn't express themselves on the court. They didn't seem to be digging what they were doing, and it really bothered the fans. What does that tell you about a basketball team when they don't have any, you know, exuberance to them?
Yeah, it's pretty evident now that KD's never going to be happy. He has to answer that question. He has to answer that question because he ain't happy in OKC, which was a perfect situation. He owned an entire city and an entire state. That fan base loved him more than anything. He wasn't happy there. He goes to the Warriors, and they win back-to-back championships, basically, and he's still not happy. Then he goes to he didn't even go to New York. He went to Brooklyn, and he followed Kyrie, and then he wasn't happy. Then he forced his way out of there. He's like, I want to go to Phoenix. And then he gets Devin Booker, who's a great kid and a great player. And then things turn bad. Now his rumblings, he wants out of there. He's just never going to be happy. It's really sad and unfortunate because the guy's a heck of a player. He's a heck of a player. But I it's interesting what's going on there, to be honest with you. Like, damn, dude, you ain't never happy?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah. So it's a very interesting scenario. I don't know how this movie going to turn out, but I think the Suns are screwed unless they make a trade. I mean, I really do. If they don't make, they got to do something. You can't run it back with these three guys. Cause you know, they make so much money and they can't, like I say, man, we've been talking about the Suns needing a point guard all season, guys.
Yep.
And they never address it. They only need a great point guard. They need somebody to finish to get KD, Brooke and LeBron the ball. Oh, it's not LeBron, excuse me. Bill the ball. And it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate because that team, they never addressed their issues. And I really hope they don't fire Frank Vogel. He had nothing to do with the roster construction. And also, listen, the players showed, and I said, and they got mad at me, they showed no leadership. And when I said, remember I said early in the season, I just got to be Devin Booker. Because KD says, I just want to play basketball. Well, when you're a great player, it's just not that easy.
Yeah.
There's a certain responsibility with becoming a great player. Whether you want it or not, it automatically falls on your back. And he should have taken a leadership role because he's won two titles. And so he should have been the guy. He knows what it takes. He's been around Steph and Draymond and Klay. So he should have been the guy, but he said he didn't want it. And I think last time I was on you guys' show, I said, well, if he don't want it, it's got to be Book. And they never addressed it. And it's unfortunate because I want to see the Suns do well. I really do. But losing the first, getting swept, you know, I'm so, one of the things I hold my hat on, you know, and people, I've never got swept in a seven-game series. Never. You know, I got swept one time in a five-game series. We lost 3-0 to the Knicks. But one thing I'm really proud of, I never got swept in a seven-game series. And I told people, and I still say it to this day, ain't nobody I ever played against can beat me four times in a row. I don't give a damn what anybody says. I don't care who I'm out there with. I ain't never going to get, because it's embarrassing and humiliating.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Charles, you're so...
You're fantastic,
you're the best, man. Thanks for being so generous with your time and coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, y'all make sure y'all send me all them apology letters.
we'll forward them right
to you. We'll forward them right to you, Charles.
Yeah, they've been hating on me all year. I said, man, I want to see the Suns do good.
But we know you do.
Had no mental, they had no mental toughness. And they had no leadership from the players. Yeah. That's the reason they got no mental toughness. They didn't have a Mark West or a Dan Majerle. I had Dan Majerle and Mark West. The one thing we wasn't going to do is get punked.
Yep, no doubt.
Charles, thanks so
much. Thanks, Chuck.
We'll
appreciate
talk
you.
Soon, hopefully.